supplies, and t-shirts identifying us as part of the program. The demand for the workshops was huge. I recruited a dozen other volunteers from the Celestino School, helped in their training, and then organized the workshops that we ran in La Chinita and elsewhere. During 1997 to 1998, our group worked with more than 1,000 children, and we were always getting requests to do more. Even if it was hard, working in the program gave us something constructive to do in a situation where we could otherwise feel quite helpless. Also, trying to understand the difficulties of these children helped me to understand my own problems. I had always found it hard to talk about what had happened to me when my mother left and when my father was murdered, but listening to other kids helped me to open up. By the time I began volunteering in the Return to Happiness program, I was living in a barrio known as Primero de Mayo, 1st of May, because that was the day on which squatters had invaded and seized the land. My mother and stepfather had been among them, and together we had built a small wooden house.